I have eyes to see.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
I have ears to hear.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
You're on my case.
You're on my case.
You're trying to get through to me.
You're trying to get through to me.
And I want to be obedient.
And I want to be obedient.
I need the grace to obey.
I need the grace to obey.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to the book of Romans in the Passion Translation, because that's what he told me this morning at 2:30, I think it was. Because he was pushing my buttons to obey the Lord. I won't go into the details of that. I just want you to go to Romans chapter 8. And we're going to open up with verse 27. Now I'm going to be using this word to hopefully break through some of the old patterns that are in all of us. Verse 27 says, God's the searcher of the heart knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. I was able to get to this point, and I had a vision. And the vision was my biological parents, which that's usually a sore subject. Okay? Because I was given away 3 times, and that was God's plan, and I don't want to go into details of that. It's just Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones. Well, for years, I didn't think of myself as a holy one. That was like a factory reject, because the enemy was so accustomed to pounding in that there's nothing good in you, and you believe. And when we believe the lie, it becomes our truth. Okay? So you might close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are telling us.
You are telling us.
That we are holy people.
That we are holy people.
And our unbelief.
And our unbelief.
Needs to be exposing.
Needs to be exposing.
Every aspect of the liar.
Every aspect of the liar.
That tried to tell me I'm still a sinner.
That tried to tell me that I'm still a sinner.
St. Paul calls us saints.
St. Paul calls us saints.
And we need to be able to see.
And we need to be able to see.
That we are saints under construction.
That we are saints under construction.
And holy because of what Jesus did on the tree.
And holy because of what Jesus did on the tree.
Specifically for me.
Specifically for me.
Amen.
Amen.
28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. We are convinced. No more doubts. We are convinced that every detail of my life is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers, who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. Got it, Joe? You got that one? Take it to the bank. We are his lovers who have been called to fulfill not my own purpose, not my own desires, not my own plans, his design and purpose.
Amen.
For he knew all about us before we were born. That shattered the photograph in my memory bank about being given away. This was God's plan.
Yes.
Being given away was God's plan.
Amen.
It wasn't my father's plan. It wasn't my mother's plan. It wasn't Joe's plan. It wasn't Susie's plan. It was God's plan. Now close your eyes right now and put your hand over your heart one more time. Say, what's happened to me?
What's happened to me?
Was God's plan.
Was God's plan.
Even the downers.
Even the downers.
Even the brokenness.
Even the brokenness.
Was God's plan.
Was God's plan.
He was trying to get through to me.
He was trying to get through to me.
And he finally did.
And he finally did.
And it was uncomfortable.
And it was uncomfortable.
And I didn't like it.
And I didn't like it.
And I rebelled in ways.
And I rebelled in ways.
I did celebrate later.
I did celebrate later.
But it took a while.
It took a while.
God is patient.
God is patient.
And now he's letting me know.
And now he's letting me know.
That I will fulfill.
That I will fulfill.
His purpose.
His purpose.
And he will get the glory out of me.
And he will get the glory out of me.
That he deposited by his spirit.
That he deposited by his spirit.
Inside of my spirit.
Inside of my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am born anew.
I am born anew.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I'm a Jesus person.
I am a Jesus person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
For he knew all about me. Yeah. Before I was born.
Yes, amen.
He knew all about me before I was born. That's verse 29. We'll look at it again. He knew all about me before I was born, and he destined me from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. Some of you are saying ouch right now. Why? Because it exposes the unbelief. Okay?
To make him, that exposes the lie I was told. It's not the unbelief. It exposes the lie.
It exposes the lie that you believed. Or that you were told.
Amen. I agree on that.
Yeah, that's what fits
I'll,
in with
I'll
me.
Take that.
Well, there's a combination of things that happen in all of us because of our backgrounds and the differences, okay? So for you, it's one thing. For your neighbor, it's something a wee bit different. Mm-hmm. The one behind you might be totally different, but the message is still the same.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay? He knew all about me before I was born. He destined me from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means the son is the oldest among vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. Who will become? That's maturity.
Right. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah. And you're seeing the progress when you're hearing what God has done with all of us. In different ways and in different aspects. Because again, the things that we believed is because we were told.
That's right. What I have in mind, if I can just interrupt, it says he also predestined us to be conformed
to his
to the image
yeah.
of his son.
Yeah.
So we weren't born to be in that
he
image.
Has another, he, what he's reading is an extensive
no, I know.
Of what... We have.
I know, but the conform part.
But it's still the same.
Right.
It's the same message.
Right, right. We're being changed.
Amen. And we are being changed.
Yes.
And it's exciting.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Uncomfortable.
Yes. Absolutely.
Ouch.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable. Because the soul says differently than what the spirit says.
That's right.
Okay? Amen. Verse 30. Having determined our destiny ahead of time. If you believe that, you're going to be able to obey. Okay? Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorifies with his son. co-glorifies. Mm. It's a cooperative. We are part of the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. What he did with the first boy born, he will do in us corporately.
Amen.
The church is a corporate structure. It is not all about me, myself, and I, and the hell with the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Excuse the expression, but it's the truth. Okay? That's where you used to live. But God is now changing us to be interdependent. When you're interceding for someone, my brother this morning said I had a little phone or a message from one person that come to this church last fall. I did too. But there was a press, okay? A press to intercede. There was a press on Friday night to intercede for some, specifically by name. Why? Because again, where did they fall short? Was it planned by God that they would fall short?
Yes,
because again, all things work together for his purpose.
Amen.
It's not what we feel or our emotions. Sometimes it's within us that we are aware that there's a glorification going on because you're starting to see the fruits of the breakthrough.
Yes.
You heard it from Joe. He didn't feel like doing, but the Lord said, persevere. Don't give up. With your stepdaughter, same thing. Persevere. Don't let it go. Don't drop it. It's not time. It's time to keep it open. It's time to reconnect. Sometimes you have words of life for someone that you think, well, they really aren't going to have an awareness. They will if you drop the seed.
Amen.
While you're dropping that seed, the one who receives it is the one that is female receiving the sperm of life. Those words that you speak have power to change their lives.
Amen.
Some it'll take 5 months, others it takes 3 years. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Okay? It doesn't matter. It's not important. What's important is the end result.
Amen.
The triumph of God's love. Verse 31. So what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his Son. And since God freely offered him up as the sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued his final verdict over them. The verdict is not guilty. Not guilty. Mm. Why are we not guilty of the accuser's lies? Because once we agree with him, he's got us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's where pulling down every thought and making it obedient. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one. For he gave his life for us, and even more than that, he has conquered death. Wow. It's conquered. It is submitted to life and light. Not hopelessness and despair.
That's a word for you, Joe. Conquered.
For he gave his life for us, and even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand, right next to Papa. And we, as a corporate body, are sitting with him. We're not divided.
Hallelujah.
The heavenly church and the earthly church are one.
Yes.
The communion of saints is a reality. So how could he possibly condemn us since he is continually praying for our triumph? So you thought you were alone? Guess what? He's continually praying for our victory or our triumph. And so, again, what someone will speak to you can be prophetic, but it'll irritate your soul. Because it doesn't match your emotions.
Amen.
Say ouch.
Ouch.
It's up to you how you receive it and how you apply it.
Amen.
I'm thinking of an incident where someone literally insulted me openly in a public forum. And I can feel the anger inside of me coming up. Okay?
Sure.
Literally, how dare you? Okay? And this is back at Grace, so it's not any one of you guys here. So don't put any blame in anybody. But it was God at work, okay? So when I got done what needed to be done, I get in my car, and of course my car is my prayer room. Okay? Because it's private.
There you go.
Got a prayer room?
Absolutely.
So I'm praying. And I'm very emotional at that point because the insult was so anger-driven with a little tiny bit of truth that was twisted. And I heard, welcome to the club.
Amen.
If the firstborn son is going to be thrown over the cliff of his hometown because they can't stand the truth,
mm-hmm.
What have you just heard?
Right.
Who do you think you belong to now?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops! Right. I had a switch in my head. Oh, you were testing me, Lord? Now I know that the hatred of that individual was really aimed at the righteousness inside of me. And there's holiness inside of me, and that proves it.
That's right.
Because the results are the same. They're treating you like they treated me, see?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
If they rejected me, they're going to reject you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see, when I was in that other forum in between, my head was in control instead of my spirit.
Yes.
Okay? Do I have that victory now? I would say most of the time. But there are sometimes little corners that will sneak in,
yeah.
And like a snake in the grass, you don't see it coming, but whoops,
yeah.
You get caught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get caught, your reaction is important.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now.
Amen.
Okay? He's ever praying for our triumph. Verse 33. Or, sorry, 35. Who could ever divorce us from the endless love of God? God's anointed one. Repeat it again. Who could ever divorce us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love for us or towards us. Troubles, pressure, problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. Take that part to the bank.
Yes, amen.
What about persecution? Deprivation, dangers, and death threats. No, for they are all impotent to hinder omnipotent love. Even though it is written, all day long we face death threats for your sake, God. We are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. Not some. We triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Yeah, that's a goodie. That's a real goodie.
I'll take that and I'll eat that morning, night, and day.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death. That's the dream of Chris Reed's when I shared earlier. All right? That young man had a dream that John was still alive, that death could not destroy him. They tried, but they couldn't do it. Life's troubles, fallen angels, or dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that takes care of the fear of tomorrow.
Yes.
Got it?
Amen.
There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us. No power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One.
Amen.
Nothing, absolutely nothing, can change the flow of his love, which is lavished upon me through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One.
Amen.
One more time with your hand over your heart and your eyes closed. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I've heard the word.
I've heard the word.
Some of it went in.
Some of it went in.
Some of it is comfortable.
Some of it is comfortable.
Some of it is shaking me.
Some of it is shaking me.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm not upset about it.
I'm
going to thank you,
thank
that
you.
You're getting through to me,
in spite of my emotions,
because the real me,
is the spirit reality
of my being.
And I am spirit.
I was prepared by God.
In the heavenlies,
to be released into this earth,
and to wear this earth suit. Because
you need the earth suit.
You need the earth suit
when you're in the earth.
When you're in the earth.
And I have a job to do.
And I have a job to do.
And I thank you.
And I thank you
that the grace that I need,
will be released to me.
Daily.
Daily.
As I need it.
In
2022.
In 2022.
It's the year of the open door.
It's the year of the open door.
And of the new beginning.
And of the new beginning.
And I will be victorious.
And I will be victorious.
Because my Savior Jesus.
Because my Savior Jesus.
Is interceding for me.
Is interceding for me.
At the right hand of Papa.
At the right hand of Papa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.